In the gospel today, our Lord gives us a very important lesson about humility. He says, when you go to a feast, don't try to take the highest seat, the seat that is closest to the host or the person of honor, but rather start at the bottom. He gave this advice to the Pharisees because their main problem was in the area of pride. Pride is the source of all evils, and that is certainly the case for the Pharisees. And so our Lord is giving them this instruction to help them. But like so many other parables of our Lord, this one contains not only a beautiful spiritual lesson, but also some great practical advice. If you choose the bottom or the lowest place in anything, then you have nothing to lose. If you remain at the bottom, there's no great loss because you're in the place that you chose for yourself. But potentially you could be raised up very high, like the humble man in the story. And then you gain a lot. This is one of the times that we see the great beauty of our holy faith, because it beats the world at its own game, in a sense. Everyone wants to get the highest seat. Well, the best way to do that is to sit in the lowest seat. Humility is a virtue that truly is proper to the Catholic faith. The world acknowledges the goodness of being honest and obedient and forgiving, but it doesn't recognize humility as a virtue. In fact, it doesn't understand the concept at all. But humility does have a very deep wisdom in it, as we see in this parable, because it does bring honor on the people who practice it, as we see. Let us look at the idea of pride. Pride is the inordinate love of our own excellence. We're supposed to love ourselves, of course, and take care of ourselves and protect ourselves. But we have to do these things in the right way. When we do them in the wrong way, that's pride. Let's look at the example our Lord gives us of the person who sits at the highest seat at the banquet. He has a disordered love of his own honor. He wants to promote himself because he wants honor, but he is doing it in the wrong way because he sits somewhere where he doesn't belong. And what our Lord said about pride going before a fall is true, because this person sat in the honorable seat out of pride, but he was humbled and he was sent down to the lowest seat. And so he ended up much worse off than if he had started out at the lowest seat in the first place, like the humble guy did. Even if the humble person had just been left sitting in the lowest seat, he still wouldn't have suffered any dishonor because he was where he chose to sit. Whereas the proud person has just been humiliated in front of everybody. That is the foolishness of pride. But the vice of pride is something that affects everybody, and affects everyone a lot. It's not like other more specific vices that only some people have. We don't all practice every vice. There are some people who may be very impure, but who never stole a single penny in their life. There are people who never hold a grudge against anyone, but their eating is out of control. But in the case of pride, it really is something that everybody has. And almost everyone has a lot of it. So it's an extremely practical question for us to think about. And not only that, but pride is the source of other sins too. And so the more we attack it, the more our other vices will diminish. So what are the signs of pride? Pride is wanting to be esteemed by others excessively, wanting to be right, not wanting other people or even God sometimes to tell us what to do, becoming angry when someone disagrees with our opinion, or maybe a superior gives us a correction. Pride is when we brag or we put on airs so that people will think that we're smarter or somehow more successful than we really are. Pride is looking down on others, thinking ourselves better than others. It's a sign of pride when we are constantly arguing with other people, or if we always have something negative to say about anyone whose name comes up in conversation, or if we focus on other people's faults and we don't think we really have any of our own. People who have pride never admit that they're wrong. They never apologize. They always have some sort of explanation for their faults and their mistakes. I'm sure all these things are familiar to you, because we all do these things to one extent or another. There's also another form of pride that some people have who are too timid and who are afraid to talk in a conversation, for example, because they're afraid of saying the wrong thing and losing face. They're too afraid of people not liking them or of something happening that will mar their perfect image of themselves that they think they have. That's sort of a pride by defect, but it's still pride. The problem with all of these things is that it's just like the man in the parable who sits in the best seat. Who likes that guy? No one likes him. Everyone is just sitting there in their proper places where they belong, having a good time. And this man walks in and sits in the best place above everybody else there. He just insulted everyone in the place by sitting there, because he's saying that he's better than everyone else. And that's why he gets thrown out. The host doesn't appreciate his behavior any more than everyone else, and tells him to go and sit in the lowest place. And everyone is glad to see him humiliated. And he deserves it. But when we have pride and we think of ourselves as better than others, that is exactly what we're doing. We're putting ourselves over others. When we say, for example, that person better not tell me what to do, I don't care what they think, that's pride. Why shouldn't they tell us what to do? Do they not know anything at all? Isn't it possible that we're wrong and they're right about whatever it is? Why should we dismiss someone else's opinion just because it's different from ours? This kind of behavior truly makes people odious to others, and it's the cause of the most terrible problems in human life. Just think about the people that you find odious in your life, among the people you know. Of course, we're not supposed to hate anybody, but we all have people that we just don't like to be around. And think about what it is about them that you don't like. You'll probably see that it's their pride that makes them so repellent. So now turn that around and try to see if you have any of those behaviors that you see in others that you don't like. If pride makes our relationship with others difficult, it makes our relationship with God just about impossible. Pride is just the opposite of the spiritual life. Everything that we should be towards God is the complete opposite of pride. Towards God, we should be humble, obedient to His commandments. We have to be grateful for everything that God has given us, because we don't deserve anything that we have received from Him. We have to submit to His will rather than our own will. We have to acknowledge our sinfulness in front of Him. We can't make any excuses for our behavior, for our sins. If we don't do all of these things, then we don't have a real spiritual life. We're not serving God at all. we're actually acting like we are our own God, if you think about it. If we say that we have almost no defects, that we don't submit to anyone else's authority, that everyone has to serve us and not the other way around, and that we're always right, isn't that equivalent to saying that we're God? Because only God can say all of those things about himself and be right. And that is how, through pride, we make ourselves our own God. And by doing that, we reject the worship of the true God. Because there can be only one God. If we think that we are God, then we're not going to worship anyone else. We're certainly not going to worship God himself. So what can we do about the pride that we have? How do we work on it? First of all, we have to practice humility towards God. We do that by acknowledging our sins. We have to take the lowest seat in the heavenly banquet. And we have to do it sincerely because we believe that because of our sins and unworthiness, we don't deserve anything better than that. We have to pray to God for this grace too. When we catch ourselves making excuses for our sins, we have to stop and say, no excuses, this was my fault and nobody else's. We have to think about and truly impress on our minds the fact that any virtue or goodness that we have comes from God, which we did nothing to earn and was just a free gift from God. And any evil that we have is something that comes only from us and that God had nothing to do with. Just think about that for a minute. All of our goodness comes from God and all of our wickedness comes only from ourselves. That's a basic Catholic teaching. The more a person thinks about that, the humbler they'll become, or rather the more of an accurate knowledge they'll get of themselves. We have to acknowledge that God is the one who is the creator and the ruler of the universe, and we have to accept whatever rules he lays down for us. We have to accept whatever circumstances he wants to put us in, whatever trials he wants us to endure, and so on. And then we have to practice humility towards our fellow man, too. We have to make a conscious effort not to think of ourselves as being better or smarter than others. We should think to ourselves, if I am so lowly in the sight of God, how can I be so exalted in the sight of man at the same time? How can I be both? And so we shouldn't be arrogant with other people. If someone corrects us on something, even if we think they're wrong, we should just listen and say, okay, thanks for telling me. And not start justifying ourselves and making excuses. We should certainly not look down on others. If we catch ourselves doing that, we should remember some fault that we have and some virtue that person has and try to rebalance the scales a little bit better. We have to make a conscious effort not to make bad remarks about other people in conversation too. We should treat others with a true and sincere respect and listen to them when they talk and not think that we are always right about everything. The truly amazing thing about humility, as our Lord shows in the story today, is how much it makes us loved by both God and man. Everyone loves the person who is content to take the lowest seat. And life is just like this parable. The more we try to raise ourselves up in the eyes of God or of other people, the more they'll push us down. The more we lower ourselves, the more they'll raise us up. So let us ask God to give us the courage always to seek the lowest seat and to humble ourselves so that we may be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.